What if I told you a 7-footer changed how we see basketball sharpshooters? Let's talk about Karl Anthony Towns.
It's Vixie Steele, Truth Amplified, and I'm in the mood to rattle some cages today. Buckle up, folks.
All right.
Who is he? Karl Anthony Towns Jr., Cat, 7-foot sniper, now wrecking defenses for the New York Knicks after 9 seasons in Minnesota. Drafted number 1 in 2015, unanimous Rookie of the Year while playing all 82, because the man showed up every damn night. He went from St. Joseph in Jersey, where he was pulling quadruple doubles as a teenager, to Kentucky under John Calipari, averaging just over 10 and 6 in 21 minutes and still nabbing All-America honors. That March run vaulted him over Jahlil Okafor on draft board. I mean, look, that's not hype. That's production under pressure. From there, it was history. Minnesota centerpiece. First human in NBA history to post 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 100 threes in a single season during 2016 to 2017. Read that again, mate. Big man volume on the boards, volume from deep, and volume scoring in one body. Then he wins the three-point contest in 2022, the first center to do it. Only he and Dirk Nowitzki have worn that crown as 7-footers. And before that, he even won the skills challenge in 2016. 7-footers weren't supposed to do that. He did it anyway. Scoring pedigree, 60 in San Antonio in 2022 with 17 boards, then a Timberwolves franchise record 62 in 2024 and 50 in the All-Star game that same year, the first bloke ever to drop 30 in a single All-Star quarter. His career three-point clip sits near 40% at 7 feet tall. That is not normal. That is pull your center out to the logo and make him sweat basketball. Internationally, he reps the Dominican Republic through his mum. He debuted with the senior team at 16, played the 2023 World Cup, and averaged 24.4 and 8. The man walks into FIBA and cooks. Back home, he endured hell. COVID took his mother in 2020, and other family members too. He turns pain into purpose, winning the NBA's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Champion Award in 2024 for work on voting rights and producing Forgiving Johnny, respect where it's due. Then came the New York chapter, traded in October 2024, and immediate chaos for opponents. 44-13 over Miami, 46 against Chicago, and a wild 30-20 on 80% shooting in his first game back in Minnesota. He was Eastern Conference Player of the Month that December, an All-Star starter in 2025, and dropped 2 playoff triple-doubles in the 2026 first round. He averaged 7.5 dimes per game against Philly in a sweep. The Cavs got broomed in the ECF, and the Knicks crashed the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. In Game 1 against San Antonio, Towns put up 18, 12 and 4 and helped hold Victor Wembanyama to 6 of 21 and 2 of 12 when Towns was the primary. That's not just shooting, that's showing up when the lights want to melt you. Now here's what fries my brain. People still act confused. How can a 7-footer drill threes near 40%, bend defences like a pretzel, and still catch heat for not being Dikembe in the paint? He literally changed how teams defend the five. His pick-and-pop gravity forces slow-footed giants to close out on an island. He was 7th in points per direct drive in 2024 to 2025. You overplay the shot, he hits you off the bounce. You switch a guard onto him, he just shoots over the top. You stay home, Brunson or whoever is running free into a runway the size of Queens Boulevard. Important context. In Minnesota, they brought in Rudy Gobert, Twin Towers. People spun that as covering for Towns' rim protection. The team said it was about raising the defensive floor and fit. Call it what you want. It let Cat toggle between 4 and 5, space the floor and still clean the glass. In New York, same story. He shifts roles on demand. Some reporting said the Knicks got frustrated with his coverage habits in 2024 to 2025. Maybe. Film shows miscues. It also shows him dragging opposing fives out to sea and drowning their game plans. So, here's the big nasty question. Is Karl-Anthony Towns a defensive liability despite being an offensive cheat code? My take? No. Net, he wins you games. Why? One, spacing is a weapon, not a stat padding hobby. When your center has to chase him beyond the arc, everybody else eats. Two, the resume is historic, not cute. Rookie of the Year sweep, that 2000-1100 season, the 60 and 62 bombs, the three-point crown. This isn't a fad, it's a career. Three, playmaking is underrated in bigs. Two playoff triple-doubles in 2026, leading the team in assists against Philly. Elbow touches, short roll reads, high lows. That's offense that travels when the whistle swallows the game in May and June. Does he blow a rotation sometimes? Yeah, no. So do half the league's wings who never get roasted. You don't bin a grand piano because the left pedal squeaks. You grease it and play the damn concerto. Scheme him with a strong rim protector behind, or plus point of attack hounds in front, and you're cooking. Evidence. The Knicks didn't stumble into the 2026 finals by accident. And look, to be fair, the man has adapted. That Wemby game was real. Winning time focus and physical on the glass. He's not Hakeem, but he doesn't need to be. The modern game rewards pressure on the rim and pressure on the perimeter. He gives you both from 7 feet. Find me five humans on Earth who can say that with a straight face.
Disagree? Drop a comment. Let's hash it out. But come with something better than vibes and memes. Bring matchups. Bring lineups. Bring coverage notes. Otherwise, mate, I've had it with this nonsense.
Personal story time before my head explodes. Years back, I met a street run in Jersey. Hot summer, busted rim, some lads chirping about how radio girls can't hoop. I'm playing off ball, slipping screens like a ghost. Ball swings to me on the wing. Defender sags because, you know, stereotypes. I flick it. High arc, perfect spin, nothing but net. Crowd goes, ooh. Next trip, they close hard. I pump. Take one dribble, step left, splash. Third time, they send two, and I hit the cutter for a layup. I'm no pro. I'm just a loudmouth with a decent jumper. Breaking expectations. That feeling is electric. It's the game laughing with you. You see that with Towns every night. People show up expecting a lumbering center, and he plays the guitar solo from the rafters while your defense is still tuning.
So, yeah, when folks tell me Cat is just a big who shoots, I hear those same jokers from the park. They didn't get it then, and they don't get it now. Basketball evolved. Either learn the new language or sit quietly while the rest of us enjoy the show.
All right, I'm done being polite. The man has six All-Star nods by 2026. He dragged New York to its first finals since 99. He's the youngest ever to 15,000 points, 7,000 boards, and 1,000 made threes. And he did it while hitting near 40% from deep. Bloody hell, give the man his due. You don't have to like his defense to admit his offense bends the sport. Stop moving the goalposts and start moving your feet. And if you still want to whinge about rim protection after he bodies your scheme from 30 feet, well, fucking hell, that's on you.
All right, that's all I got. Go do something useful, hydrate, and catch me tomorrow for more truth bombs. Vixie out.